Bibles to Matthew chapter 25. And yes, preacher, I am aware of the time. I'll be very brief this evening. If you guys would give me just a quick, short 2 hours, I believe we can finish up tonight without any trouble. I'm from West Virginia. I could preach the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelations and be finished in an hour. So you don't have to worry about me preaching for 2 hours. It's been good to be with you this week. I've so enjoyed it, preacher, and I'd like to spend more time thanking you, but I understand the time, and I don't want to waste your time. I know you have young children, you have school tomorrow. I want to say thank you for your faithful attendance. I've been very encouraged by the attendance this week, and thank you for being here, and thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your support of Help Ministries, for your personal support for our family, your support of our office, taking such good care of these men, the meals, the hospitality, the gifts. So many things, and we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. And as we look to the Word of God, I'll ask you to pray for us. Pray for our family. Pray for, I've got a son's in the Marine Corps. He's in California now. He went out last week. He's in ITX training, 29 Palms, California. A lot of times that is a pre-deployment training, so we're not sure what God has for him in the future, but quite possible that's going to be a deployment somewhere, so we'd ask you to pray about that. Then, my daughter's pregnant with our second grandchild, a little girl, and she's expecting November the 14th. She's had a little bit of problems with the pregnancy, but we would ask for your prayers for that as well, and pray for my wife, myself, and our ministry. We would covet your prayers. Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25, verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country. Matthew 25 and verse 14. Who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Verse 16, now then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2 also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5. He said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. He that had received the 2, verse 22, he came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. He was given the same commendation by his Lord. And then in verse 24, then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. And his Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and faithful servant. I want to ask the question tonight. This is the title of the message. Is that wicked? Is that wicked? Let's pray. Father, may you help us tonight in the short time that we have left. I need your help this evening, Lord, and we thank you for meeting with us each night. Thank you for encouraging our hearts and giving us great updates from around the world, the encouraging music, the fellowship. It has been good to be in this conference, Lord. I feel refreshed and encouraged. Lord, may you accomplish in our hearts what you desire this day and this night. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You know this parable quite well. The first time I read this, I said to myself, self, I don't want to be the guy that gets 1 talent. I mean, who just wants 1 talent? I mean, we want to have more than 1 trick if we're a pony or if we're a dog. And the one thing I'll say about Brother Kumar, he's got more than 1 trick, amen. Some of them I get, some of them I don't get. I'd like to be one of those guys that has the 5 talents. And if you're honest and you read this parable, you know what you're saying? I'd like to have 5 talents. But do you know what a talent is? Do you know what it represents? Do you know the responsibility that comes along with having a talent? A talent in this day was an actual weight. Now, depending on who you read after, there's some little discrepancy as to how many pounds it actually was. But preacher, it was roughly 75 pounds of currency. One talent. It represented 20 years of labor. And if someone were to work for 20 years and save every penny, of which no one could do, that was an average person, if someone were to work 20 years and save every penny, he would be given a weight of 75 pounds. That is one talent. Now imagine if you were given five talents. How much weight would you be given? Is there any one person in this room that could even handle five talents of 75 pounds apiece? Is there anyone that would want 100 years of labor entrusted into their hands that they had to keep up with, knowing that one day a day of reckoning was going to take place and you'd have to give an account for what you'd been given? Now you might say, well, you know what? One talent is not so bad after all. The person that got one talent was handed 20 years worth of labor that he did not labor to get. 75 pounds roughly of weight of currency, of gold or silver, whatever the currency may have been. Now, if you were given that, you'd feel pretty good about it, irregardless of what anyone else was given. But this one servant got five, and what did he do with the five? Anybody remember? One servant got two, and what did he do with the two? Anybody remember? And one servant got one. Now, the guy that got five, did he double it? And he ended up with 10. He did good. The guy that got two, he doubled it and ended up with 4. But the guy that got one, he hid it. He didn't do anything with his talent. He didn't do anything with his ability. He was lazy, if you will. He was afraid. He was scared. And preacher, I'm like, is that wicked to be lazy? Is it? I don't know that it is. It's shameful as a Christian to be lazy. You know, there's three things you're going to need to be successful no matter what you do. Number one is work. Number two is work. And number three is work. If you want to be good at anything, you are going to have to work. If you want to be successful men on the mission field, you are going to have to labor. It is not going to come easy. You're not going to be able to sit in your easy chair all day and direct people. You yourself are going to have to lead in order to get folks to follow you. And it is going to take hard labor and hard work. And that goes for everybody in the building. But is it wicked to be lazy? The Lord said, thou wicked. Well, the servant said he was afraid. He said, I went and hid it because I was afraid. Afraid of what? Afraid that he would lose the investment, perhaps. And I can understand being afraid of something that God encourages your heart to do. I've been there. I remember preaching when God, I felt the call to preach. You know what I felt? Fear. I was afraid. Is that wicked? But the Bible says, thou wicked. I'm firmly convinced that if the person that showed up with one talent would have doubled it and gotten two, received two, that he would have received the same commendation, well done, thou good and faithful servant, because God would not expect, the Lord would not expect the person that had one talent to do the same as he would expect the person that received five. You can only do and only use what God has given you to use. And you don't have to feel bad about what talent you have or what talent you don't have, because it was God's choice. It wasn't yours. It was God that made you the way you are. It's not like you showed up and asked for it. I mean, there are folks that have beautiful heads of hair. And I look at them in the airport, man, or driving down the road. I'm like, why in the world could I not be that guy? But I ain't. And I ain't ever going to be that guy unless I join the hair club for men. And I'm not going to join the hair club for men. Can you imagine if I showed up as bad as I look without hair? It would be worse. You know, there's some things you cannot change. You're born that way. God made you that way. Now, you try to knock off the rough edges and you try to hone your skills and you try to make you the best you that you can be, but at the end of the day, you're just you, and that's enough because God made you that way. And so you just use what you've been given to the best of your ability, and guess what? When you stand before God, you'll get the same commendation that the person that had five and turned it into 10 got. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. But is that wicked to be afraid? Is that wicked to be lazy and slothful? I wrestled with this in preacher because I didn't feel good about it. So I studied this out. I tried to do a lot of reading, dug into some old commentaries, and this is what they had to say. Now, this is not, again, take it for what it's worth. There was a custom in this day. You know, when he reported to the Lord that he was afraid and that he hid the money, the Lord said, but you should at least done something. And the thing that you should have done was go take the money and at least gotten some usury or some interest. Now, back in this day, there was no 401k, no stock market, no good way to make money by investing it. The only way you could make money in this day and time was to take it and actually buy land and sell it or plant crops and sell it. That you couldn't take your money and throw it into an account somewhere and make money. There was usury that could be made, but it was so very little. It was like almost the little interest that you get on a savings account today. And nobody would use that method because, man, they're wasting their money is what they thought. But here was the process if you did this. If you went to try to get some interest for this money, they would register it. Now, you would show up as a poor person because you'd been given this weight, this talent of gold, and everybody would know, the local people in your town know that you did not come up with this, and so they would ask you a question, who are you registering this in the name of? And you would give the name of the servant that entrusted that to you. But this guy didn't do that. He went and hid it. Now, why would you hide it? Because now, remember, the servant, the master's going to, he's gone on a far trip. And you know when he's going to come back, but when he comes back, then the day of reckoning is going to take place. But maybe, just maybe, the mindset, the wicked part of this is that the servant thinks, well, if I hide the money, there's a chance that the master won't come back. And if he doesn't come back after 20 or 30 years, then this talent that I've buried, then I can dig it up. And guess what? I've not registered it with anyone. And it'll be mine. And that, my friend, is wicked. When you take your ability that God has given you, for His honor and His glory, and you use it and consume it of your own lust, and you never use it for God's glory and honor. You are doing what this servant did, and you're hiding your talent. If God's gifted you to sing, then do it for His glory. If He's gifted you to speak, then do it for His glory. If He's gifted you to teach, then do it for His glory. If He's gifted you to organize, then do it for His glory. If He's gifted you financially, then do it for His glory. But whatever God has gifted you to do, use it for Him. Use it for Him. And don't bury it and hide it and consume it of your own lust. Will you stand with me, please? Heads bowed and eyes closed. If God's spoken to your heart this evening, I pray that you'll do business with Him. I want to say thank you to this church for your faithfulness to missions. Probably the great majority of folks here through the years, you've given to missions, and thank you for it. Just keep doing what you've been doing. But maybe there's someone that they're not doing their best for God. You're not doing your best with what you've been given for the Lord. Maybe there's a person or two here that that's the case. I would encourage you to do business with the Lord tonight. Father, may you encourage our hearts. And if conviction is in order, may you give it. If edification, encouragement, Lord, may we find it in your word. Thank you for this opportunity. And Lord, we ask for you to accomplish what you desire in this church. We'll praise you for it. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor, I'm going to ask you to come, please.